Governor Pete Ricketts said Nebraskans showed the world what it truly means to be Nebraska strong in his State of the State address this morning in Lincoln.
Nebraskans not only rescued stranded neighbors, but they also sandbagged levees, donated hay and supplies, delivered hot meals, and raised money for those who had lost everything.
A federal report released today says Nebraska suffered more than $3.4 billion in losses from disastrous weather last year, while the toll was $1.9 billion in Iowa. Ricketts says his four major priorities for Nebraska this legislative session are flood and property tax relief, military retirement tax relief, plus workforce and business expansion. And Iowa Supreme Court Acting Chief Justice David Wiggins delivered the condition of the judiciary address to lawmakers today. It was the first and last time Wiggins will be giving that speech. He recently announced he'll be retiring in March. Wiggins says he was planning to retire about a year ago. But then one justice got sick and left the court, and former Chief Justice Mark Cady died unexpectedly, leaving Wiggins as the acting chief.
We're all caretakers of the court. The 16 years on the court, I've been a caretaker of the justice system. And when I'm done, someone else is going to come in and do the same thing. And I'm sure the court will endure, as it always has.
When Wiggins retires, Republican Governor Kim Reynolds will get to appoint a fourth justice to the Iowa Supreme Court. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.